The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me on this, Wednesday afternoon. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Here is the latest victim of COVID-19, the Rose Parade. Yep, just moments ago, the organizing committee for the Rose Parade announced no Rose Parade for 2021. Why? Because of Governor Newsom's Phase 4 reopening schedule. Now, do we really have any idea what's going to be happening in January? Not really. Can we accurately predict what's happening? No, not really. But the governor has issued his orders, and because of that, the organizing committee said, let me read you their official statement. Quote, "The health and well-being of our parade participants and guests, as well as that of our volunteer members, professional staff, and partners, is our number one priority," said Bob Miller, 2021 president of the Pasadena Tournament of Roses Association. "Obviously, this is not what any of us wanted, and we held off in announcing until we were absolutely sure that safety restrictions would prevent us from continuing with planning for the 132nd Rose Parade. Rose Parade began in 1891, and in that time since 1891, only three times the Rose Parade has not been held: in 1942, 1943, and 1945, you will probably recognize those are the years of World War II. No Rose Parade. You know, there is, and I don't want to emphasize this too heavily, but there's just so much tragedy associated with this COVID-19 thing as far as events like that. Think about people who have planned for years to attend the Rose Parade. It was a little over 10 years ago that Joy and I went to the Rose Parade. Most of you know I'm from Southern California. And growing up, I went to the Rose Parade on several occasions. In fact, This little bit of trivia. It has only rained in all of those years. What is it, 130? Well, it was 131 years last year. In all of those years, it has only rained on the Rose Parade twice. I was there for one of them. Yes, I was when I was a kid. I don't remember what year it was. But anyway, so I went several times when I was growing up. We would go up and, have a sleeping bag and sleep on the street so we would have a good place. And well, anyway, this was on Joy's bucket list. Her sister was in the Rose Parade, I believe, in 1958. And it was on Joy's bucket list. So for our 40th anniversary, we planned a trip to California to see my family. And as part of it, the Rose Parade. Joy got the tickets months and months and months in advance. We made our plans many months in advance. I cannot imagine the disappointment if that had been canceled. And I'm thinking so many people have planned for years to go to this year's Rose Parade for whatever purpose. Maybe it's an anniversary. Maybe it's some other purpose. I just can't imagine the disappointment. Joy and I were talking last night, I think it was last night, about how unbelievably fortunate and blessed we were that our 50th anniversary was in December. And we were able to do everything we had planned to do because this had not started back in December. Joy made incredible preparations for our 50th anniversary, and it was wonderful. We basically spent the entire month of December celebrating. I mean, after all, it's 50 years. On the actual day of our anniversary, we stayed at the Carlisle Inn up in Sugar Creek, caught two of their shows. It was just wonderful. Contrast that to a conversation that Joy had with an individual who was planning on celebrating their 50th anniversary, and I don't remember what month it was, but it was during this COVID-19 thing. Many, 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 many months ago, they had planned a trip overseas. Extensive plans. They had saved up, saved up, saved up. They bought first-class airfare to go, and I don't remember what the country was. But they had it all planned out, and it's something literally that they had waited 50 years for. And by the way, you only celebrate your 50th anniversary once. And anyway, Joy was talking to this, I think it was a lady, and she and her husband had made all these elaborate plans, wonderful plans, had to cancel them all. Had to cancel them all. 50 years in the waiting. All gone. I think about the high school seniors graduating, college seniors graduating, looking forward to it. What an experience when your child or your grandchild graduates from high school or college. Almost all of that was canceled. Just so many casualties, if you will. And I am one of those that has tried to maintain a balanced position on this. Yes, this virus is serious. It should not be mistaken for something that is not serious. Yes, it is serious. And yes, people have died and are dying, but it is not the horrible monster that the news media has made it out to be. Evidently, tonight at 5:30, while we are still on the air, Governor DeWine is going to have a press conference, and he's going to make some major announcements. Most people believe it will be a statewide mask mandate. Why? Because of the rising number of cases. If you were listening yesterday, please, if you see or hear the governor's press conference, almost all of the emphasis, I can almost guarantee you, almost all of the emphasis will be on the number of new cases. And if you were listening yesterday, I hope I made the case that's the least important thing to be concerned about. Testing is exploding, and by that I mean the number of tests. As long as the positivity rate of these tests remains around 4 to 6%, it's really not a big deal. The number of deaths continue to decline. I checked the figures today at the Ohio Department of Health. The number of deaths, low, way below the 21-day average. Are people being hospitalized? Yeah. Most of them not serious. The overwhelming majority of people who get this recover and they're fine. In fact, right now, the majority of the people who are testing positive don't even know they have it. So out of all the numbers and figures and facts, the number of new cases is the least important. We would absolutely, positively expect to see more new cases as we test more people. That's just common sense. We would expect that. If we start seeing a spike in deaths, ICU admissions, if we start seeing our hospitals being filled to dangerous capacities, then we should be concerned. None of those things are happening. They aren't. None of them are happening. So, and now again, I'm not positive what the governor is going to talk about. Just most people in the know are assuming it's going to be a statewide mask mandate, and he's going to tell us what a monster this disease is, and it's still out of control, and people are still dying. And okay, there is truth to all of that. Watch the emphasis on the number of cases, the least important number of all. So again, try to be a voice of reason and calm.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I can almost guarantee you that if this woman were a Republican, she would probably by now not be a representative in the Ohio House of Representatives. Who am I talking about? Democratic Representative Tavia Galonsky. She represents Ohio's 35th House District. That's up by Barberton, Akron, up in that area. And yes, she is a Democrat. Yeah, what am I talking about? Well, a tweet that she put out on July 11th. So that was 4 days ago. And as I said, if she was a Republican, she probably would no longer be in the House of Representatives because the Speaker of the House, which is a Republican, would be demanding her resignation. I can almost promise you that. But because she is a Democrat, silence. If she was a Republican and she tweeted what she did, the news media in Ohio and even nationally, hey, this would be on CNN. And the entire nation would be wanting her head on a silver platter if she were a Republican. But she's not. She's a Democrat. What did she tweet? Well, let me give you the background. This coming Saturday, there is going to be a rally down at the State House. It is be called the Stand for Freedom, Stand for Freedom Ohio Rally. This coming Saturday, 11 a.m. is an anti-mask civil disobedience rally. Now, I know a lot of the people participating in this rally. I do. I have great respect for them. Some of them are my friends. I think that's a little silly. An anti-mask civil disobedience rally, show up at the state house and just walk around without a mask. Yeah. But hey, they have a right to do it if they want to do it. That's fine. And then from 12 to 3 p.m., there will be several guest speakers. One of them, a recent guest on my program, Jack Windsor, who is an investigative reporter from a TV station up in Mansfield. And I just have great respect for Jack. We've never met person to person, but I consider us friends because we've been communicating on Facebook and social media and so forth. Anyway, so this coming Saturday, the Stand for Freedom Ohio rally, 11 a.m. anti-mask civil disobedience rally, and 12 to 3 p.m. guest speakers standing up for freedom and the overreach of government. Okay? I'm very sympathetic to that. Now, that brings us to Representative Tavia Galonsky. She posted a picture of the rally poster, if you will. Okay? She posted a picture of one of the promotional pieces for this rally this coming Saturday. And she said this, and I quote, "A little voluntary manslaughter? Anyone?" Let that sink in. Now, these people are protesting down at the state house. Agree with them, disagree with them. They certainly have the constitutional right to do that. After all, look at the protests we have seen in the last 6 weeks down at the Ohio State House, fully supported by the liberal left. Here is a Democratic representative in the Ohio House of Representatives saying, and again, I quote, "With a picture of this Stand for Freedom Ohio rally, a little voluntary manslaughter? Anyone?" By the way, she is the chair of the Ohio Women's Caucus for the Democratic Party. Has Ohio Democratic Party Chairman David Pepper spoken out to condemn this? No. He has demanded that anyone who shows up without a mask should be fined and arrested. Yeah. That's Ohio Democratic Party Chairman David Pepper. He wants anyone without a mask fined and arrested. And absolute crickets concerning this. Now, what does she mean? We can't be sure, but she is obviously encouraging violent behavior, possibly even the killing. Manslaughter is killing, folks. An Ohio House representative. Yeah. All right, we'll be back.